John Hansen in for Bob Sorotten, checking in with our good friend Dean Richards, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, it's good to talk to you, my friend. Well, boy, I set him up for a big one. Dean, you with us yet?
I am.
Hey, Dean, it's John Hansen. How you doing, my friend?
I am.
We have to hear a little of the dulcet tones of the newsroom in the background.
I am. Yeah, that's a little behind the scenes here at the TV newsroom. I'm not used to you guys coming to me on time.
No, actually, what you were doing...
That's what threw me off.
What you were doing, Dean, and we've been talking about it this morning. Yesterday, I was asked to do a cartwheel during a Blackhawk shoot I had to do, and I was successful. And you were just doing a quick cartwheel to prove that you could do one, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, you know, I did. I do have a cartwheel history on the television.
Oh, do you? Is it a good one or a bad one?
It turned out to be a bad one.
Oh, no.
I was... We used to do the Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon every Labor Day. And our co-hosts were Bart Connor, somebody else.
Yeah, someone else, yeah.
Bart Connor and Nadia Comaneci. And Bart, you know, who's an Olympic athlete, winner, you know, was teasing me that I couldn't do a cartwheel. And I said, I most certainly could do a cartwheel. And I did. And I fell while I was doing it and tore the cartilage in my knee and had to have surgery.
Wow.
Thanks to that little Olympic weasel.
Was it on live TV?
Oh, yeah.
For everyone to see forever.
I like to do most of my injuries on the air, if possible.
Well, Dean, I think that was a good cautionary tale and a reason why we shouldn't do our cartwheel off later on in the show here.
I would highly recommend not doing it unless you make sure that you're fully insured.
Right, exactly. That workers' comp is paid
workers
off here.
Workers' comp, the whole deal, you have paramedics standing by.
We thought Dr. Most would come stand by now that he's nearing retirement. Party at the end.
Yeah, he's checked out. But yeah. Kevin is pretty much, he's checked
already
out.
Gone. Yeah, exactly.
He's hung up his stethoscope already.
Right. Well, good. Just in time. He's got plenty of time on his hands. So
yes, he does.
Let's talk a little bit about some new Ken songs. This is going around, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, because we haven't had enough Barbie this year. It's the number one movie of the year, believe it or not. But, you know, so people loved it. And people loved Ryan Gosling as Ken. They loved his song, I'm Just Ken. So as a little Christmas gift, they have put out three different versions of the I'm Just Ken song.
Oh, wow.
On an EP, an extended play, as they used to call them back in the old days. So there's a disco version. There is an alternative version. And let's start off with this soft rock acoustic version, Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken.
I'm just Ken, anywhere else I'd be Ted. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility?
Isn't that nice?
Haley lit a candle in the producer's booth and kind of waved it in the air. That was sweet.
Taking me back to my light rock days.
It makes me...
Yeah, that's Ken. That's Ryan Gosling.
Did you hit the post, Ken. Dean? Yeah, I'll get right to
naturally,
it.
Naturally. We always do. So that's the acoustic version. Then they have the alternative version. Listen to this one.
I like that. Some angst in that one.
Yeah, a little anger.
Yeah, right. A little Creed in there.
A little Creed.
Just sprinkled a little bit of that. Good thing, Dean, there's one more you're going to tell us about.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be Christmas without a disco version of the song.
Okay.
Let me get the exact title of this disco one.
Please do.
Because I like it. It took me right back to my Rush Street days.
Yeah.
The Purple Disco Machine Remix. Ryan Gosling, I'm Just Ken.
I'm Just Ken.
Oh, I like
that. That's pretty
that.
Much it. That's pretty much
it. Oh, that's it. But that's what disco music is. Repetitive.
Yeah.
Gets the beat going. You're not really listening to the lyrics when you're out on the dance floor.
Yep. It was just enough time for me to unbutton my shirt to reveal my gold chains with saber-tooth tiger medallions on it that I used to wear back in the day.
Little chest hair popping on out.
Little chest hair, now gray, back in the day. Right.
Well, it only took us 8 minutes to get to gray chest hairs, Dean. We're doing pretty good, huh?
that's later than usual.
Yeah, that is. You're right.
Bob is much more reserved.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dean. We were. By the way, the WGN texters, you can guess, loved the Ken songs.
Which one is getting the most popularity?
I'd say the disco one.
Yeah,
of course. Bringing people back, a little nostalgia, of course. All right, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg is always a relationship I love diving into, and I'm serious because it just brings together two people.
It's so fascinating.
It is. It really is.
It's so fascinating to see, you know, the prim and proper Martha Stewart, who is apparently in real life best friends with Snoop Dogg.
It's crazy.
So she had a party, I guess a Christmas party, I suppose, and Snoop showed up, but he showed up with 7 bodyguards, which Martha was not counting on. You know, and that completely threw off her, you know, when you're planning a dinner party or, you know, a party with food, you sort of have to know how many people are going to be there. It's helpful so you can plan.
Man, she's a good planner, too, so she's probably on it, right?
Like, right.
Diligent.
But 7 bodyguards, and as she put it, they were all really big eaters and just cleaned out the buffet table, apparently. And she said that she had to wind up making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the other guests.
Wow.
She said, having Snoop as a friend is just like having another little brother.
Oh.
I can see that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I you know, imagine showing up to Martha Stewart. You're expecting something incredible, and you end up with a PB&J. Though I bet her PB&J, she probably does something extra magical to them, Dean.
I'm guessing they cut off the crust.
Yeah, for sure. Cut off the crust.
Which I would hate, by the way.
I know. I like the crust.
I like crust.
Yeah, I knew we were friends, Dean.
I don't know how she could shoot it up,
but Martha Stewart probably has learned some tricks.
Yeah, but you think you're going to Martha Stewart's house and you're going to get
right.
some fancy flambé something or other, you want to wind up with a PB&J. That is kind of funny. Speaking of food, by the way, yep. I got to mention this. You know, Wednesdays here on the TV morning show, I do a cooking segment.
I've
done for the last several years now. And yesterday, I made a dish in honor of our new traffic person on the TV morning show, Brett Rickery. I asked her what her favorite food is. I'd like to make something for her. It's one of her favorites, and she said lasagna. So I made a lasagna dish, not traditional lasagna. I did lasagna roll-ups, where you take the lasagna sheet, you know, you cook the lasagna pasta, you boil it, and then you make the filling that I made was ricotta cheese, spinach, basil, garlic, salt, pepper, a bunch of seasonings. You make this mixture up, and you put that on the lasagna sheet and roll it up. And then you put that in your baking dish with marinara sauce on it. So, because, I mean, it's basically lasagna, but this is perfect for a holiday table. It's much easier to handle, you know. If Snoop Dogg were coming over and his 7 bodyguards,
right.
It would be much easier for them. Did you just take, you know, one or two of the little rolls instead of trying to cut a piece out and it's all messy? And I got to tell you something. This was absolutely delicious.
Oh, I bet.
And turned out really good.
I love that, because lasagna is one of those things, if you once you start eating, you really can't stop.
Yeah.
And to be controlled and limited to a tubular form sounds great.
Yeah, it's a little more party friendly.
Yeah, so for sure.
You want to see the recipe, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. And we've got all the recipes there.
773 chimed in with Martha Stewart, PBJ, maybe a gold leaf on the peanut butter sandwiches, do something like that. The presentation certainly would be there.
Some actual 14-karat gold
yes, exactly.
on there would be nice.
Exactly. I'd be melting it down. Wouldn't need it. All right. let's talk about the Queen of Christmas going to the White House, huh?
Yeah. Mariah Carey took her 11-year-old twins to the White House. That's kind of a cool thing, I would
God bless think. You to someone in the background, by
I
the
don't
way.
Know who that was, but God, yeah, absolutely, God bless
Could
you.
Could you pass a gazuntide back there?
We have a very, very informal newsroom. I'm sure we'll all be getting COVID very soon, thanks to whoever that was. Mariah Carey took her twins to the White House, and they got to meet the president and the vice president, and they took pictures, and it's, you know, it's all very festive, all while her song All I Want for Christmas Is You retained the number one spot as the number one Christmas song, not only of the season, but yesterday it became the most streamed holiday song of all time.
Mm.
It has now earned 60, that one song just in Spotify dollars has earned $60 million.
Wow.
Merry, merry, merry Christmas to Mariah Carey with that.
She was at the United Center this month, wasn't she?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Does she just sing that song on repeat if her concert's in December? Or
you know, if I was making $60 million off of one song, that's all I would do.
Just on repeat, let it snow again, just keep on bringing it down.
Exactly.
Good for her. Tiffany Haddish in a little bit of troubles.
Well, she got stopped for a DUI a couple of weeks ago. In fact, it was Thanksgiving weekend, if I remember. Yesterday, the arraignment took place in Los Angeles, and she pleaded not guilty to two counts against her. The Beverly Hills police there say that they arrested her when they found her asleep at the wheel, and her car was blocking a street. Now, see, I don't understand. Like, if you're not moving, I'm not trying to defend her,
right,
or anything. And I don't know technically what defines driving while under the influence. If you're parked somewhere asleep, are you driving?
You know, I've actually
under the influence. I don't know.
This didn't happen to me, and this isn't one of those fake I have a friend's, but this is true. I had a friend who got a DUI. He was asleep, trying to sleep off drinking at a bar.
That seems responsible.
He was in a parking lot.
Yeah.
They didn't pull him over because there was nothing to pull over, but they shined the flashlight in, and he was under the influence. And I think one of the officers told him, I'm sure it's an old wives' tale, that if you put the keys outside of the car, like on the tire, it was something about that the keys were in the car, and they can't prove that you didn't get there. So, I mean, I don't really know exactly the limit, but I've heard of that. And instead of wax poetic, I should get a lawyer on my legal show to answer that question for us.
Yeah, you of all people. You've got, you know, lawyers falling out of your pockets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All the time. But it seems like that would be sleeping under the influence, not
right
driving. But I guess that makes sense. The keys. But would you want to put, isn't it already easy enough to carjack
your vehicle? You're not going to put your car on top of the tire, your ignition, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said 262 says, if key is in the ignition, you're busted. But again, I'll get a lawyer on, because now we're just entering a territory we shouldn't just be.
And these days, also, who puts a key, I mean, if you have a newer car, you don't put the key in the ignition. They're in your pocket, and you push a little button to start the car.
Right.
And if the key is outside of the car, it's still close enough to the button, it still interacts, that you still could start the car. So this is, we may have to call in when this Ed Burke trial is over. We need to get all the lawyers to work on this.
Really quickly, and we'll have to watch the Color Purple stuff on WGNTV.com or watch the show later. But
talking to the stars of the Color Purple, we've got that, and I'll have it on my radio show. But I did want to mention just a little programming note. We've got, you thought you were going to spend Christmas Day with your bozo relatives.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the actual bozo for you on WGN-TV. We're going to rerun our two-hour special, Bozo Gar and Ray, WGN-TV Classics, that looks back at Bozo Circus, Garfield Goose, and Ray Rayner. That's going to be 9 a.m. until 11 on Christmas morning. Then we have another two-hour special, Bozo Circus, the 1960s, from 11 to 1, and then Bozo Circus, the 1970s, from 1 to 3 p.m. So we've got six hours of Bozo nostalgia on Christmas Day for you on WGN-TV. You can also watch it online. It's streaming online on the WGN Plus TV streaming app, a Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and Apple TV, on WGNTV.com/live, and also on the WGN News mobile app.
Everywhere. No excuses, people. 6 hours.
You will not be able to escape it.
There'll be a quiz on Tuesday about everything.
Absolutely correct.
By the way, the 815 says, a Merry Christmas to my favorite crust-eating, gray, hairy-chested men.
Aw.
Thanks, sweet. That's what we're always going for.
I have that embroidered on a pillow. That's beautiful.
Dean, as always, good to talk to you. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay?
See you tomorrow, buddy.
For sure.